We've got an update for you now on another story stemming from the U.S. counterterrorism strategy. You might remember the Chinese Muslim Uyghurs who were released from the Guantanamo military prison in Cuba earlier this summer. The Pentagon freed them after they determined that the men posed no threat. But they wouldn't go back to China for fear of persecution. So instead, four of the Uyghurs moved to another island farther north than Cuba. They went to Bermuda, and they've taken up a new line of work. Brian Darby is a correspondent for Bermuda Radio. What are these former captives at Guantanamo doing now in Bermuda?
Well, they've been given a chance to, recover from their experience, and Bermuda's weather has been particularly good this summer. So they've had a nice time. We've lovely photographs of them swimming and fishing and watching cricket. But now to get down to some work, they've been given a temporary job each working on a beautiful golf course in Bermuda called the Port Royal. It's just undergone a $14 million facelift, so they're coming in right at the top of it when it's really being polished up. Because we have something called the PGA Grand Slam of Golf every year is played in Bermuda. And this year it's going to be played at the Port Royal for the first time.
Pretty nice work if you can get it. What landed them that job?
Well, it's a little embarrassing. They shouldn't have really been given the job because they haven't gone through the normal Bermuda work permit procedures. This is a rather nice gesture that's been made. And it happened because a group of Philippine workers who were working on the golf course decided to end their contracts prematurely and go back to the Philippines. And as a result, there was an opening appeared very, very quickly. And some bright spark in government decided this was a good spot to put the Uyghurs and to give them a chance to do some work and, I guess, help pay for their stay.
Help pay for the stay. How long are they going to be there?
It's going to be indefinite if the British government allow it. And the British government, of course, are very upset that they're here in the first place. So there's a bit of a cloud over them at the moment. They don't have passports. And while we're all being very nice to them, the decision has to be made, and by the end of September, the government in England has said it will make a decision on what to do about the Uyghurs.
And just to be clear on this, the reason the British are upset themselves, Britain is upset, is because Bermuda is a British territory. Why would Bermuda go against what the British government wants, and why would it support something so controversial that the United States wants, and that is to take in these men?
Well, we have a very aggressive and determined Premier Dr. Ewart Brown, and during a meeting with Mr. Obama in Washington recently, he made the offer of taking Uyghurs, offered four Uyghurs. He took four. He could have had 28, but he only took four, and without asking permission from Britain. So what could have been a wonderful act of humanitarianism, which Bermudians would have supported, in fact do still support, turned out to be a diplomatic firestorm.
Why did he do it?
He confesses now he thought he was doing something rather wonderful for both the Uyghurs and for our relationships between Bermuda and America. He thought this would kind of put Bermuda on the pedestal. And there are difficult times ahead with things like tax haven legislation going through American Congress. And he probably wanted to get a good word in for Bermuda.
So for these four men who now have a job prepping the fairways for the PGA Grand Slam this coming fall, what's their life like?
They have a cottage they live in. They have a lot of friendly Bermudians who are kind of working with them side by side. And they've also a lot of Portuguese and overseas workers on that golf course. It's 6,500 yards long, and it's on the coast, beaches everywhere. It's really probably one of the most spectacular golf courses in the world, and they must be loving it.
Brian Darby, thank you very much. Brian Darby, correspondent for Bermuda Radio. Thanks again.